Okay, good morning, everybody. Mazel tov to all the bat mitzvah girls who have done this program through the Young Israel of Udmir this year and who have been or are being bas mitzvah. A big momentous occasion, so I have been asked to speak on the topic of candlelighting, hadlakat neirot. So we will have some inspiration from this mitzvah special for women. This year is sponsored by John and Rachel Marks, in memory of Alice Marks, Allah Shalom, from Aliba Bat Shmuel. Ava, Alice Marks' granddaughter, is a participant in this bat mitzvah program. We wish you a mazel tov. And your growth in Torah and mitzvot should be an aliyah neshama. For your grandmother, such a special person. She learned with me every week in many venues, and she loved to learn, and she loved Torah. And I give the same bracha to you on the occasion of your bat mitzvah. You should love to learn, and you should always grow in Torah and mitzvah. And we thank you very, very much for your sponsorship of today's shiur. So let us go. When is the first time that we see this topic, really, of hadlakat neirot? And I always say, ladies, that everything we learn is founded in Chumash. There's nothing in our lives that is not found in the Torah. Even though it's 2023 and we're modern girls and, you know, we're certainly different than our Imahot looked over 3,000 years ago, and we live very different lives than our Imahot lived 3,000 years ago, everything is really found in the Torah. So where do we see this idea or this mitzvah of Hadlakat Neirot really all the way back in Chumash? So when you go to Parsha Chaye Sarah, which is the parsha of the first shidduch in the Torah, the first marriage, arranged marriage in the Torah, Avram, Sarah has died, Sarah Imenu has died, Avram buries Sarah in the Marat HaMachpelah. Maybe some of you have been azoche to be there and daven at the Marat HaMachpelah in Hebron. And after Sarah Imenu dies, Avram realizes that he needs to find the next one of the Imahot. Who is going to carry on the beautiful Mesorah of Klal Yisrael after Sarah? So he needs a shidduch for his son Yitzchak. So he sends Eliezer. Have anyone learned Chayi Sarah in school? I'm not sure what school is, but by show of hands, has anyone learned Parsha Chayi Sarah? Okay, so he sends his trusty servant Eliezer to go find a shidduch. And the shidduch is found. We're doing the fast forward version because it's actually a much longer story. They find the shidduch, and Rivka comes home to the tent of Sarah, her mother, and she marries Yitzchak. And the very last pasuk of the story of this beautiful shidduch is the wedding and the marriage between Yitzchak and Rivka. And the pasuk tells us that Yitzchak loved Rivka. No, not in that order. He married her, he loved her, she was in the tent of his mother, and she became like Sarah his mother. What does it mean that Rivka was like Sarah his mother? What do you think it means? I'm asking you, what do you think it means that Rivka Imenu, the second one of the Imahot, was like Sarah Imenu, the first of the Imahot? I assume you're all in school and sometimes the teacher asks questions and you speak up. Say, I have a hearing loss.
She
said
she followed in her ways and
midot.
No, that's what
you're saying. Okay. So she followed in her ways and her midot. She emulated her righteous mother-in-law, who she never met. But just like Sarah was at Tzadikin, who had so much emunah, faith in Hashem, so too Rivka. That is one of the ideas, and every Ba'i Yisrael has to be like that. Do you have an answer?
Does she have an answer?
You have an answer? All right, so I'm going to tell you what Rashi says, and Rashi's actually quoting the Medrash. Rashi says that once Rivka came to the tent of Sarah, there were three special brachot, three special blessings in the tent of Sarah, and when she died, they disappeared, and only once Yitzchak married Rivka, and Rivka came to the tent of Sarah, the blessings came back. What were the three beautiful blessings that Sarah Imenu had? Yes.
Wait, I have a hearing loss. That's something I speak about. I've spoken Shalabas. Have any of you heard me speak in Shalabas on hearing loss? Maybe it was probably pre-COVID, so yeah, go ahead. All very nice. One of the brachot in the tent of Sarah and then Rivka was the bracha mitzuya be'isa, that the dough, the challah, the mitzvah of hafrasha challah, which is, by the way, this comes in parsha shlach, the dough was always fresh, the challah never got stale, you didn't need to warm it up in the oven or toast it, because you had a blessing on the mitzvah of taking challah and making challah. Very nice. Beautiful. Yeah, you're right. You don't know that one, she said? Okay, good. So she had one. Who else knows? Yeah? Speak on. Or your mother, you'll need to help me. What?
Her candle stayed lit.
Oh, very nice. so the first one's bracha mitzuyah b'isa. She had a special bracha on her dough. The second bracha was ner daluk. The candle remained lit. May erev Shabbat, erev Shabbat. Every erev Shabbat, she would light her candles, just like Jewish women light their candles, and they stayed lit the entire time. Beautiful. So she had the bracha, the blessing from the Ribono Shel of candles in the house all the time. A fresh challah. Does anyone know the last one? Yes. Oh, very nice. Anan kosher al ha'ohel. So these are the three blessings over the tent of Sarah Imenu, our first of the Imahot, and then over the tent of Rivka, the second of the Imahot. Anan kosher al ha'ohel means that there was the cloud. Hashem's presence was always in the home. It was a home of Kedusha. It was a home of Torah. It was a home of mitzvah. It was a home of shalom and ahava, the cloud over the tent. Bracha mitzui b'isa, the dough was always fresh. And finally, the candles were lit from Erev Shabbat to Erev Shabbat. The candle never went out. So really, all these three things are things that we could talk about, because each one of these things needs to be explored. But today, specifically, we are talking about the mitzvah of candle lighting. So what I was thinking to myself, and I prepared this talk for you, what does a candle really represent? When you have a lit candle, okay, today they sell so many scented candles you could go to. What's it called? Yeah, Bath and Body Works. They have a whole separate store, Bath and Body Works, in the mall. First, they have all the lotions and the soaps and the loofahs and the sprays. And then the whole second store is, what's it called? Something barn. I don't know. The scented barn, something barn. And they have all candles. So what does a candle really bring? Besides for if it's scented, what does a candle bring? I think to myself that a candle brings two things. One, it brings light. Let's say you're in a pitch black room. And it's very, very dark. If you light a candle, so what do you have? The first thing you have is light. It's now going to be light. You're going to be able to see. And the second thing a candle brings, yeah, I'm asking you, some of the other girls I didn't hear from?
Warmth.
What?
Warmth.
Warmth. Very, very nice. A candle brings two things into the world when you light a flame. One is, it now makes a light, so if it was dark, you could see. And the second thing it brings is warmth, if it's cold. So if these two things, if there's a blackout, chas v'sham, so then the heat's not working and the electricity's not working. But if you light a candle, then it's now going to be light. And not only is it going to have light, it's also going to be warmth. So why is this mitzvah specifically given to you Jewish girls? And now when you transition to bat mitzvah, you are in the age of mitzvah. You are responsible for a mitzvah. You're now considered a woman. I know you still think you're very, very young, and you're still in middle school, and you have some time till high school, and some time till seminary. But the truth is, at this point in your life, you are now becoming a Jewish woman. Halachically, you are not a girl anymore. Halachically, you're not a child anymore. You are now a Jewish woman. Why is the significance of the mitzvah of candle lighting, which brings light and warmth to the home, specifically given to Bat Yisrael? Why is it given to the woman? Yes, you want to say? Okay. Any girls want to suggest? Don't be shy. Okay, so I'll tell you. I mean, it's just what I'm thinking. Listen, you could think things also. You do think things also. You could also suggest. What is the tafkid? What is the role of a Jewish woman? As she grows, you're going to learn more and more, more Torah, more mitzvah, more education, more things about the world. And one day, Be'ezot Hashem, it's not so far away because time goes fast. You're going to build your own Jewish home. Just like your mothers are building a Jewish home, Be'ezot Hashem, you're going to be building a Jewish home one day. And what is the role of a Jewish woman? It is two things. It's one, well, there's many subcategories of these two main categories. One, it's to bring light to the world. Not only do I mean light, like we turn on the light so we could see in the room. It is to light up times of difficulty, times of darkness. It's to bring a sense of joy to the home, which is represented in light. This is one of the roles of a Bat Yisrael. It's to make things light. You know, I don't know if anyone knows, remember that song? What is that song? When it's gray and the sun shines. You are my sunshine. Does anyone know that song from this generation anymore? Yeah? You make me happy when skies are gray. I don't know. It's from when I was a kid. I don't think it's a Jewish song. So it's like some sort of lullaby or something. The point is that a Jewish woman brings light into her home, into the hearts of those in her family, and to Am Yisrael and Klal Yisrael. So it's her mitzvah to light the candles, because she represents a source of light. What's the first thing Hashem created? Who learned Parsha Bereishit here? So one person learned Chayisara. Who learned Bereishit? Why are you laughing?
We
What was funny?
They all probably learned it.
Oh, they all probably learned it, but one person was brave enough to raise her hand. Okay, fine. So who learned Bereshis? Who's brave enough to raise their hand? What's the first thing Hashem created? Ah, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, Vayehi Or, Vayar Elokim Yesh'ar Ki Tov. The world cannot exist without light. The first thing Hashem created is Or, light. Now, we need a lot of things. We need trees, and we need grass, and we need fruit, and we need vegetables, we need animals, we need the ocean, we need fish, we need people. But the world can't exist without light. The Jewish woman is a source of light to Klal Yisrael. And so it's her mitzvah to light the candles. And the second thing we said is, who said it? You said it, right? Please remind me your name.
Leora.
We had a long drive from New Jersey together, right? Okay. So, the second, Taba'a, we were talking about Tubu and Taba'a, okay? I haven't had time to write this year. So, the second thing that the candles represent is warmth. If there's a blocko, let's say, and the electricity goes out, if you light a candle, or you have a fireplace, or you light a bonfire, Slag B'Omer, in the backyard, the closer you get to it, the hotter it's going to get. So, the nether tafkid of the Jewish woman is to bring warmth to her life, the life of her family, her home, her community, and Am Yisrael. Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, a very, very great, great, great Torah scholar, Talmud Chacham, and leader of our people. Some of you, maybe, depending on the school you've been in, have heard of Rav Soloveitchik. He speaks about his mother. And he speaks about what his mother taught him as a Jewish woman. What did his father teach him, says the Rav, and what did his mother teach him? His father taught him how to keep the mitzvot. So how you shake lulav and esrog on Sukkot? How to take the arba minim? His father taught him how to keep Shabbos. What are the halachas of borer? How do you make a salad? How small can you chop the vegetables? Can you carry or can you not carry? His father taught him the difference between shmura matzah and regular matzah. His father, says the Rav, taught him how to keep the mitzvah. But Rav Soloveitchik says, what did his mother teach him? That there is a flavor, a scent, a warmth to Judaism. My mother taught me not only how to keep Torah, but to feel Torah. I said a phone. Not only how to keep Torah, but to feel that there is an excitement, a passion, a warmth. Rav Soloveitchik says, talking about a tremendous, unbelievable Torah scholar who revolutionized much of Torah learning the way we have it today and Torah insights. And he says, without my mother's teachings, girls, listen carefully, without my mother's teachings, which she transmitted, which she taught me through her actions and her behavior, I would have grown up a dry and soulless being. What does soulless being mean? Without a soul, without an excitement. It's not enough just to do the mitzvah. I daven because they say in school that I have to come to tefillah. Otherwise, I'm going to get an F on my report card. I dress a certain way because my mother says I have to dress this way, and if I don't dress a certain way, then I'm going to get in trouble. I eat kosher because I have to eat kosher. You have to be excited. You are the age of mitzvot. You're responsible for your own Torah, your own mitzvot. You need to take what your teachers and your parents teach you at home, and you need to make it your own. And one day, Bezer Hashem, you're going to have a home, and you're going to be the mother that Rav Soloveitchik speaks about and remembers. He says, without my mother, I would have grown up a dry and a soulless being. She taught me that there is an excitement, a passion, a warmth, a flavor to Judaism. My father taught me how to keep mitzvot. My mother taught me to love mitzvot. My father taught me how to learn Torah, how to understand Rashi, how to understand the Pasuk, how to understand the Gemara. My mother taught me to love Rashi, to love Torah, to love mitzvot. This, says the Rav, is the legacy of his mother. And that, Be'ezrat Hashem, is your legacy. And that's what it means when you light the candles. When you light the Shabbat candles. I think the Rebbetzin asked, does any Rebbetzin Wolf ask, do the girls light, right? You asked them that? Did anyone raise their hand? It's like Chayisar and Bereshis. Does any of the girls actually light? If anyone's Chabad, I have no idea if you are. I'm not. The Lubavitcher Rebbe felt that all girls should be lighting a Shabbat candle before even their marriage. When Shabbat can, I'm not telling you what to do. You ask your rabbi. But at one point, Be'ezrat Hashem, when you, like Yitzchak and Rivka, find your shidduch and come into the home and emulate the ways of your mother, you will be lighting those candles as well. And it's a special mitzvah for women. And you have to remember what you are bringing now that you're the age of mitzvah. Mazel tov on the graduation. Now that you are the age of mitzvah, you have to remember what you are bringing to the home.
to Klal Yisrael, to your family and to yourselves, is light and warmth. And these dual roles of the Jewish matriarch, of the Bat Yisrael, light and warmth, are symbolized by the candles. So you might think that's very nice. Micha Oretz came to speak, but I'm Bat Mitzvah, and I'm not going to be lighting candles, let's say, until I'm married. So I'm at least talking about, what, 8-10 years, at the very least. So how can you embody these ideals of the candles, even if you're not lighting candles yet? So as you grow on this journey of Torah and Mitzvah, you can still bring light to your home, to your parents, to your family, to the Ribbono Shel'olam. Every time you do a mitzvah beautifully, excitedly, think about your davening. Take one bracha and Birkat HaShachar and think about it. One bracha. Maybe it's too hard to have kavanah for the entire half an hour that they make me go to davening in school. And now I'm going to kep. So you think I'm going to have time or the patience with this? Choose one bracha. Say Moda Ani with kavanah. Say Shema Yisrael and learn the words, what they mean, and understand that you're bringing light and nachas to the Ribbono Shel'olam. And you imbue your life. You infuse your life with a sense of warmth and excitement. And that's the mitzvah of Hadlakat Neirot. I just want to see 1 second. How long have I been speaking for? Okay. I came across, and I'm going to end with this idea. First of all, does anyone have any questions, ladies? When I say ladies, I really mean the ladies and the girls. I'm really talking to the girls, and the ladies are welcome to listen. Do you have any questions? Girls, do you have any questions? Okay. Yes, in the back? It's clear? Okay. I came across a very, very, very beautiful Rabbeinu Bechaya on the Chumash. Next question, has anyone learned Parshas Yisro and Sefer Shemot? Ah, by Matan Torah. Oh, here they're raising their hands. Okay, so there's a very famous mitzvah on Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Yisro by Matan Torah, where Hashem says, Ko Tomar, who knows it? If you, Ko Tomar, and Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe. Who gets the Torah first? The woman. The Pasuk says, it's in Sefer Shemot Perek Yutet Pasuk Gimel, it's very famous, Kol Tomar LeBeit Yaakov, you should tell the Beis Yaakov, V'tagei the Bnei Yisrael, and tell the men, Beit Yaakov. Who says Rashi, who are the Beit Yaakov? Elu HaNashim. These are the women. So there's it's a very famous Rashi, and there's many ways to understand this and expound upon it. But the women, the Maisa, were told the Torah before the men. Hashem said to Moshe, tell the women the Torah, tell the men the Torah. I want you to listen to this unbelievable Rabbeinu Bechaya. Hashem helped me, because I don't know if I've ever learned this before. I don't remember learning it before. And then Mamash Hashem brought it to my attention on Shabbos, and I knew I was speaking on Lakas Neiros this morning. Unbelievable. Look at the Rabbeinu Bechaya, because I can't put the whole thing inside, because it's length of time and age. But look at Rabbeinu Bechaya to Shavuos 19:3. And I don't remember ever learning it before. I found a source that referenced it on Shabbos, and I went to look it up, and I couldn't believe it. Ready? What is Rabbeinu Bechaya saying? Why am I teaching you this when you're learning about the mitzvah of candles on the cusp of your bat mitzvah? When you're going into the age of mitzvah, it's your job to bring light and warmth to Klal Yisrael, to your parents, to your home, and Be'ezrat Hashem, the nation and the home you will build. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says, unbelievable. Ready? I'm not going to tell you the whole thing, because there's no time. Ready? Are you listening? Mm-hmm. So exciting. Are you excited you're here this morning? Ulekach ru. I'm going to say it in the Lashon HaKodesh. I know that in school you're probably learning sources with Lashon HaKodesh, but then I'm going to translate it. Ulekach ru'uya ha'isha lihit palel l'shem yitbarach b'sh'ad hadlakat haner shel Shabbat. Why did I just read?
What? Did you say it in here?
Listen again. Ulekach ru'uya, therefore it is appropriate, ha'isha, for the woman, lihit palel, what does that mean? Lihit palel. To daven, la'Hashem yitbarach, to the Ribbono Shel'olam, it is appropriate for the woman to daven to Hashem, when, b'sha'ad hadlakat haner, what is that at the time when she lights the candle, shel Shabbat, when she lights the Shabbos candles, shehi mitzvah, because lighting candles is a mitzvah that is incumbent upon her, that Hashem should give her, ready? What did we talk about? What did we say that the two things that Bnei Rot Shabbat bring to the world? Light and warmth. The Rabbeinu Bechaya says, a woman should daven at the time of candle lighting of Shabbos, which is her mitzvah. What should she daven for? Hashem should give her banim me'irim batorah. Children who, what is me'irim batorah? Light up the world with Torah. Because tefillah is more heard at the time of doing a mitzvah and in the merit of the mitzvah of Shabbos candles, shehu or, which is light, she will be worthy that her children will be osek, will be Bali Torah. It's unbelievable. I came across this yesterday. I was speaking about Halachas Neiros this morning. It's amazing. The Rebbein Bechai says that when the women got the Torah first, what is Hashem teaching them? That the importance of Torah is incumbent upon you too. It's not just for a man to sit in a base medrash. It's not just for a man to learn a set seder every day with his rabbi. Women must be osek in Torah also. You're a bas Torah now. You're a bas mitzvah now. You are incumbent upon you. It's responsible for you to love Torah, to learn Torah, to bring light and warmth as represented in the candles to your nation, to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to your family and the home you will build. And what does it mean the woman got the Torah first? Hashem said, I'm giving you the mitzvot. And one of the mitzvot I'm giving you is the power of candle lighting. Candle lighting is or, says the Rebbein Bechaya, and you should daven. At the time of candle lighting, that you should have children who will merit to light up the world with their Torah. Just like you're bringing light with these candles, daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're never too young to start davening. Daven. That one day Hashem, in the right time, you should give me children who will light up the world with their Torah. Says Rav Soloveitchik, my father taught me how to keep the mitzvah, how to keep kosher, how to keep Shabbos, how to take lulav and esrog. My mother taught me to love Torah and mitzvah. My mother taught me there's a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world, and he's your friend, and make him close to you. My mother taught me there is a flavor, a scent, and a warmth to Judaism. And that's your role, and that's your mitzvah. And like the tent of Sarah and the tent of Rivka, Be'ezrat Hashem will be your Jewish home, which will be filled with the light of Torah and the warmth of mitzvot. I wish a warm mazel tov to all of your mothers and to all of you. And we hope and we daven that these divrei Torah are zchus aliyah neshama for Fruma Liba Bat Shmuel, my dear, dear friend, Alice Marks, who loved to learn and loved Torah mitzvot. Mazel tov to you all. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful